Residents of the Mission District in San Francisco are criticizing local officials over the city's response to sex work in the neighborhood. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, we've heard these complaints before. What's the city doing about it?
Boy, I tell you, how many years have we been going around and around on this issue? Whether it's in San Francisco, on Shotwell Avenue down in the Mission, or it's on International Boulevard in Oakland, you name the place, it's been going on and it continues to go on. What are local officials doing about the open sex trade going on? Well, they're doing what they can, which is set up street barricades. They put out license plate readers. They put out cameras. They had a campaign where they were sending letters to people whose cars were found in the area, possibly soliciting. They sent about 57 of those out in 8 months. But the bottom matter is it really hasn't had that much effect. The blockades that they put up on the streets tend to push the traffic onto the sidewalks and then into people's, you know, right on the front doorstep. You got, you know, sex workers out there in the middle of the night and earlier and earlier. You have cameras up, but they're not catching that much. And you have more and more police patrols, but they're not having that much of an impact either. So it's one of those things where you sort of see sweeps, crackdowns, and then you, the residents, you know, quiet back and things return to where they were. It's an age-old problem. And kids, I don't see a quick solution to it after all these years and all these efforts.
You know what surprises me about this? We have all this technology. There must be the ability to be discreet. And yet you still have the clientele and the enforcement doesn't even matter.
No, it doesn't. And I'm going to tell you one of the reasons why. The reason it doesn't really matter is there's really no consequences. Okay. What we're talking about here usually are misdemeanor arrests at best. You know, in the last year, they had a total of 30 arrests in San Francisco and in the Mission District for prostitution related crimes. 17 were for Johns who were caught trying to solicit, and 13 were for sex workers offering sex. It takes a lot of cops. It takes a lot of effort. And you wind up with a misdemeanor that doesn't really go anywhere in the court systems. So, Marty, what we're talking about here is you can have all of these things up there and all of those things, you know, to try to deter it. But the bottom line is, you know, there is no real reason for them not to be out there. We have had this idea where sex work is actually not a crime, but more like a health issue. We had that for a while. We've had a whole lot of different things. And the real problem isn't just that you have the sex trade going on. The sex trade attracts other crime as well, drugs and violence and such like that. One thing that has changed over the years, though, is that the people who are being subjected to this, the residents, they've changed. And for once, for years ago, it was renters and low-income people. Now these same neighborhoods, whether they're in San Francisco, Oakland, or elsewhere, are, you know, filled with houses that are now going for, you know, $1 million plus. And those people are not at all happy about it. But I'm not sure what the solution is. They're suing City Hall. We'll see where it goes from there.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier, who will be back this afternoon at 5:50.